coming to you today from Appleton Area Health, where we're going to talk a little bit about mental health, stress, and COVID-19. Today I have with me Kelsey Tollefson and Deb Cologne. And so we're going to start out with a little question and answer session. What can we do during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, the biggest thing is to be aware of is to try to prepare rather than panic. There's a lot going on out there in the news and the social media. There's a lot of information circulating about the new coronavirus, and it can be scary at times. Some of it's true, but a lot of it is misinformation or only partially correct. So it's especially important to use credible sources such as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention or the World Health Organization to obtain up-to-date scientific information about the illness and how to prevent it. The big thing is that knowledge and preparation can help reduce feelings of panic. So individuals should use information from trusted sites and resources to develop personal plans of action.
And what can stress look like during an infectious disease outbreak?
A lot of things can go on, but the biggest thing is that fear and worry about your own health and the health of others and loved ones can start to be overwhelming and take control. You can see a change in your sleeping or eating patterns. You can see difficulty with focus or concentration. Worsening of chronic health conditions, and another harmful coping strategy that sometimes increases during this time is like use of alcohol, tobacco, or other drugs, which should be avoided if possible. Some groups of people might respond more strongly to the stress of a crisis, including older people and people with chronic diseases who are at higher risk. Children and teens can struggle at times, and people helping in response to COVID-19, like doctors, healthcare workers, teachers, daycare providers, and it can especially affect people that have mental health issues already.
And what are some things that we can do to support yourself?
You know, there are a lot of things that we can do to support ourselves during this time. And some of those things just mean taking a break from watching, reading, and listening to the news stories that are out there. Take a break from social media. Hearing about this pandemic repeatedly and all the time can be kind of upsetting and overwhelming at times. We also think it's important to take care of your body. Take deep breaths, stretch, meditate, try to eat healthy, well-balanced meals, try to exercise regularly, get plenty of sleep, and really try to avoid any alcohol or drugs. We think it's important to make time to unwind. Try to do some activities that you enjoy. Try to connect with others in ways that are safer this time. Send a letter to a friend or call a friend. There's other ways to communicate and connect with others while we're all kind of stuck at home. It's also important to know the facts about COVID-19 and understand the actual risk to yourself and the people that you care about. And make sure that you get the accurate information about COVID-19 to help you feel less stressed and allow you to connect to the right information. As Deb mentioned, the CDC and the World Health Organization is a great place to get accurate information.
And how can teens and children respond to stress, and what can we do about it?
So children may feel afraid or anxious about this coronavirus. It's important to validate feelings of worry and not dismiss them outright, because they do have a right to feel worried or anxious about it. Children and teens react in part from what they see from the adults around us. So when parents and caregivers deal with the COVID-19 calmly and confidently, they can best provide support for their children. Parents can be more reassuring to others around them, especially if children, if they are better prepared.
And we also want to note that not all children and teens respond to stress in the same way. Some common changes for parents and others to watch for are increased or excessive crying or irritation in younger children, returning to behaviors they have previously outgrown, such as toilet training accidents or bedwetting. Excessive worry and sadness can sometimes be visible. They might change their eating habits and be wanting to eat more unhealthy, or changing their sleeping habits and not getting their usual routine. Irritability and acting out can often be seen in teenage population. There can be poor school performance or avoiding school, and right now with schools on lockdown and starting the possible online school training, that's going to be stressful for our teens, so just to provide that support that they need during that time. It can lead to difficulties with focus and concentration, avoidance of activities that they used to enjoy. Unexplained health issues can often be a reaction to stress. They might be complaining of stomach aches or headaches, And also in teens and younger children, it's important to watch. Are they starting to go to something else like drugs or alcohol for coping strategies?
Deb, and I also want you to know that there are many things that you can do to support your child during this time. One of those things is to listen to them, hear their concerns, and fill them in with the correct information in a calm voice and a calm nature. Take the time to talk with your child or teen about COVID-19 and answer any questions that they have. They are usually just as curious as we are, so provide them with the most accurate information to give them that education. It's also important to focus on prevention, all the hand washing techniques and all of the social distancing that is strongly encouraged at this time. And reassure your child or teen that they are safe. Let them know that it is okay if they feel upset, and share with them how you deal with your own stress so that they can learn from you how to cope. Limit your family's exposure to news, the news coverage of the event, including social media. Children can sometimes misinterpret what they hear and can be frightened about something that they don't understand. We also think it's important to try to keep up with your regular routines as much as possible. The schools are closed, but it might be important to have a schedule of activities, both fun and educational, that you can do at home. And last but not least, be a role model. Take breaks, get plenty of sleep, exercise, and eat well, and try to connect with your friends and family members in safe ways.
How can you take care of your mental health if you're in quarantine?
Well, as Kelsey talked about earlier, it's best to find alternative ways to communicate and connect with others. You could consider writing a letter, calling an old friend, video chatting your grandchildren's children, etc. Staying connected with people virtually, you know, Facebook is a good thing to use, or these other kinds of things. There's ways we can still talk to person in person and stay connected without the actual in-person activity now. Another thing that we've said before, but we'll keep saying again and again, limit news consumption to reliable sources. That's a really big one, because that panic can set in when you're getting information that's not correct. Create and follow a daily routine, including work, exercise, learning. Maybe try a new hobby or start reading when you haven't been doing it lately. Maintaining the healthy lifestyle, getting sleep, eating well, exercising, and again, avoiding drugs and alcohol. Also, telehealth options can be a consideration for mental health services and other services. And here at Appleton Area Health, we're working on trying to implement ways that we can continue to provide care without putting people at risk during this time, and stay up to date on our Facebook post and see what's happening here at Appleton Area Health. Finally, trying to learn some new coping skills to help build your resilience, and we'll discuss some of those kinds of things later on in our discussion.
Do you have any tips for people working from home?
Yes, we do. Our employment world has really changed these last several weeks and the last month. And if you are one of those people who is now working from home, we have a few tips for you. Try to get out and walk. Move your body intentionally at least 2 times per day. If you have some physical health limitations, consider just going outside for fresh air a couple times a day, or even just sitting by the window with the window open. Get some sunlight and move your body. Stick to your regular diet. Snacks in the fridge are very accessible, and especially when we're stressed, we probably want to eat more. But try to just stick to your regular diet as much as possible, and make sure you stay hydrated as well. We also recommend that if you are working from home, dress for work. You'll likely be tempted to wear your pajamas or any comfortable clothes. If you've always worked in business attire, sweatpants and flip-flops aren't going to feel like work to you, so keep on wearing your business clothes to get in the right frame of mind. We also really encourage that you set up a dedicated area for work. It can be as little as a section of your kitchen table or rearranging your bedroom a little bit, but scattering your work across your home leads to scattered thoughts too.
Okay, are there any final thoughts that we have?
Well, given the time frame we have, we thought about going over some coping techniques that you can use, but what we'll do for the sake of time is we're going to put together some lists and different kinds of coping techniques and strategies that can be used there's things called grounding techniques and different coping strategies that when the anxiety starts to feel overwhelming or you just don't know what to do, that can be useful. And we'll have those posted on our Facebook site. And finally, just be mindful. Stress can affect the immune system, but it's uncertain whether short-term stress makes people more likely to catch the new coronavirus. So taking steps to reduce your stress in a healthy way is very important at this time. One way to lessen worry and to ground yourself in the present moment through mindfulness. Mindfulness is a great technique that can help reduce stress during challenging times. You can practice it by sitting quietly and focusing on your breathing and senses. Another way to manage stress is by limiting computer screen time and media exposure. While keeping informed about current events is important, too much attention to it can cause problems. So set boundaries for yourself, and this can help to prevent you from feeling overwhelmed by the situation.